Welcome to Sharing My Truth with Mel and Susie, the uncensored version, where we bear it all.
We do.
Hello, it's Sharing My Truth Pod here with Mel and Susie, and we're here to say we have some fun and life is gay. Is that our new theme song?
Oh, wow.
Okay. Well, here's a cute little friendly reminder to give us a little 5-star review. Tell us what you love about us. Tell us what you hate about semen. We don't give a fuck. You can share with us on our socials at Sharing My Truth Pod. Go to sharingmytruth.com to share your own truths, whatever they may be. Leave us a voicemail. Send us an email. Send us a DM. We love you. Hey, babes.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
Fine and fabulous. I'm good.
Fine and fabulous.
Fantastically well.
We are drinking this weird little fucking French liqueur that you have bestowed upon us.
Yeah, what we're having this? A little tipple.
Oh, a tipple, as a they tipple. Say. All right.
Pamplemousse.
Oui, pamplemousse. What is that?
It's a grapefruit. Very good. Thank you very much.
And why are we drinking it? Is it because it's for the season?
Well, it's because it's a little late and it's a little after the dinner.
Oh, it's just
Yeah, so that's what we're doing.
Well, it's very nice.
Taking this all very seriously.
I mean, obviously we take this very but you know, you have to have a little bit of liqueur to keep things rolling.
Absolutely.
And it's pink.
It is.
So it's cute.
I'm a fan. Yeah.
Well, we love that.
That it's pink?
Yes.
Yeah.
Today we're talking about a little
message.
Oh, we got a little message. And okay, Mel, read it and then we'll talk about it. Because it's a little, I think a lot of people are actually going to relate to this. And I do too. I have a personal story after you tell it. Go.
Okay. So this was a woman wrote this in to us anonymously.
Anonymous.
But she said that she's been having a relationship with a man since she was 32. They're both, her and the man, are now 41. He doesn't want to marry or have kids. So she broke things off.
Yep. Smart.
But they've gone through a lot together. So whenever she gets down, she calls him up for comfort.
When she's horny.
Yeah, comfort stroke horny. And then they end up having sex. And she's like, how do I stop?
Oh,
how do I stop doing this?
Okay. Personal story. Personal anecdote.
Go on then.
I have never been 32 or 41.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But
You will be.
We don't have to talk about that. But I do remember having an ex-boyfriend and always... And literally just never stopped the sex. And we would just still have sex, even though it wasn't even that good, to be honest. But like, it was just the comfort sex, right? And it was just kind of like easy. We actually like worked together. So it was kind of like, okay, fuck it. Like, whatever. Like, let's just fuck after work. And then after a while, I think I had to move away for work. And he came to visit me. We weren't even dating. He came to visit me. And oh my God, it was like the closure I needed because he came to visit me. He wasn't that fun when he came to visit. And the sex isn't good. And we had spent that little time apart because I had moved away for like a month or two. And I was like, oh my God, I don't need you anymore.
Right.
And so it was literally just having that space in between and not being a convenience.
Yeah.
Which is what it actually was.
Crutch.
It was a crutch. Yeah. It was a convenience. And I just needed that little space. And then to come back to it and be like, oh my God, this was literally so not for me. But I needed to have all of that experience to really realize it.
Yeah, but I think it's the same with anything, Susie.
Exactly.
Like, you know, if you're in a relationship and you want to move on or whatever, unless you meet somebody, it's incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
So like, this is like, if she's with this guy and if she'd met somebody new, she wouldn't be going back to him. But that's not the easiest thing to do. So you're a human being. What do you do? You obviously your body needs comfort and you need comfort and you probably need sex. And so that's what you do because it's a pattern. It's something you know and you know kind of what's going on there. So you go back to it. And I think it's completely human. Mm-hmm. But is it good for you? Absolutely not. Because you're actually stopping yourself from moving on psychologically and physically. You're stopping yourself from meeting anybody. But does everyone do it? Of course they do. Mm-hmm. Because we could all sit down and write down the rules of life of what you should be doing. But the reality of what you do in life is very different because it's very, very difficult. So I think what to say to this woman, you're human. And there's only one thing I can say to you is you either, it's a bit like quitting smoking or going on a diet or something like mm-hmm. that. You just have to go, right, today's the day, that's it. I'm not doing it anymore.
Cold turkey.
Cold turkey, exactly. That's the word. And that's really all you can do. And then just pray to God you don't get shit-faced at a party and go call him up, you know.
Is that the hardest thing, hey? When you fucking get shit-faced at a party,
Yeah. You're
at a bar, you're with a shit ton of hot other men or women, and you're like, oh, I really have to call my ex. It's like, wait, there are more people here who might be able to make you come harder, and yet you want to go back to your crutch.
I don't think you necessarily want to. It's just you know if that person hasn't moved on and you know that person still fancies you, basically finds you attractive, then you know they'll say yes. I mean, that's part of it. You go into any new situation, not that I'm obviously in these new situations, but you don't know whether that person's going to say yes, do you? Mm-hmm. You don't know if it's going to work. You don't know if it's going to be a disaster, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, when we drink, we all, Jesus, I've done many stupid things. I've got stitches in my head. I got all sorts of things. Oh, yeah.
You're a good girl, Mel. Don't be ridiculous.
Not really.
Oh, she's a bad girl.
No, it's a bit silly at points. But no, I do have stitches in my head from getting very drunk and various other things. But, I mean, God, you know, there's too many stories to tell. But, I just think it's a crutch, it's comfort. Mm-hmm. And what do you do if you haven't actually moved on and she hasn't met the person for whatever reason, because that isn't the easiest thing to do? Well, you go back to it. And the only thing you can do, and maybe you actually quite like him too. Like you just weren't aligned in what you want in your life, which is another thing. But she could still really like the guy, maybe not love him or whatever.
Well, she wants children. And if anywhere else were to say this, or maybe if she was a little bit younger, she said she's 41 now, I'd be like, fuck it, just go have fun, who cares, maybe you'll figure it out. But because she brought up the he doesn't want kids, so I broke up with him, but we're still fucking, it's like she really is kind of fucking up a bit of her life in the way of, like, if she does want 100%. children.
It doesn't actually matter. I speaking from experience, it doesn't really matter whether it's children, whether it's, you know, the same things, whether you want to both live in and have a certain lifestyle. If your values are not aligned, and those values aren't necessarily, I think everyone thinks it's all about religion or something like that. Values are how you want to live. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the lifestyle you want to live? What is it you want to do every day? What do you enjoy? And what do you both sort of believe in, all of the goals that you want to go towards? If those things are not aligned, you're doomed. You are doomed. So children is a part of that. But, you know, I've seen so many couples, you know, who've fallen by the wayside. And because at the beginning, I can think of one couple I knew years ago. Like, he wanted a very extravagant lifestyle and he was a banker and whatever. And he married this woman. He loved her, married her young. And she wasn't interested in fancy cars and big houses and flash lifestyle. And when they first married, he didn't have any money. It didn't really matter. But as he went along, it became more and more of a problem because it wasn't the lifestyle that she wanted. And that's what I mean. It's not what you want. If it's not aligned and children are a part of that, it's a huge problem. So it doesn't necessarily, the fact she's mentioned children, but it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's never going to change. And this belief, it is often women who want to change men. They are not going to change. You know
what?
Yeah, and they're not going to change, particularly if they're 41.
No,
they may evolve a bit, and they may, you know, things will change in your life. But fundamentally, what they want, and I've said this to you, and I say this to many people, you should never compromise the big things you want in your life. Mm-hmm. You have to compromise little things, otherwise you'll never have a successful relationship. I'm saying that also from experience. But compromising the big things that you want, whether that's children, certain kind of lifestyle, maybe you want to travel or whatever the hell it is you want to do, mm-hmm. it's just not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has made the right choice to stop, because that's an awful long time. That's mm-hmm. almost 10 years, right? Was it 10 years? Yeah.
Almost, yeah.
So it's a huge chunk of your life. And, you know, 41, you're still very young. You still got lots of life, but get on out there. And yeah, keep going back to him every time there's a crisis. Your subconscious is doing something to you. So the only thing I would say to her is I'm sure, I don't know, sitting in the life that I'm living now from experience, but I'm sure it's very, very difficult, very easy. And I'm sure 9 out of 10 people would go back and have sex with their ex if there wasn't somebody else they preferred in the picture.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say you're going through a difficult thing or whatever. It's a completely human thing to do. But if you want to get on with your life, whatever that is, and that doesn't have to be about relationship, but just get on, move forward. You gotta stop that.
I mean, the hardest, like the fact that she brought up kids means it's important, right?
Of course.
So
yeah.
It's like,
of course. And you know,
she's gonna miss her chance, and that's what the saddest thing about it is. Because I personally don't see myself as a person who wants kids like actively, but the people who want kids
mm-hmm.
break relationships off for it,
mm-hmm.
and that's so sad to see. And then when you go right back into those relationships, or not a relationship but sex, mm. like you're holding yourself back from something that could make you,
it could be really great,
so
and really
much
special,
happier,
yeah.
and actually what you want. And now 100%. I don't know, I mean, she could lose her chance so quickly, and that's what's so sad about being a woman. I'm sorry, ladies, to say it, but we don't have that actually that much time if we want to have kids.
You don't. I mean, that's really, another whole,
that's a whole reality.
And, you know, I mean, that's another whole thing, but I had my children at 31, 32, I was just 32, 35.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I had my second child, the doctor said to me, "Ooh, you know, geriatric mother." And I'm like, holy shit. I'm younger than any of my friends who had children. Like all my friends. I'm now in my 50s. My girls are teenagers.
How old is this man? I want to fucking fight him.
No. This was a doctor.
Yeah.
But I think, we do have a window. There's a reality, and I'm sorry to say men don't have that window biologically. But if that is something you want, go on, get on with your life. You know, I'm not saying that you're going to go and find this man. But the other thing is the sex bit.
Mm-hmm.
There are, and I say this to many people, including my children, there are many fucking fish in the sea.
Yes, they're fucking all.
You know, there are many men who I'm sure would have sex with you. You don't have to have sex with this guy.
No.
So even if you move on to the next guy who isn't your forever guy, just move on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do something new.
It's just about having that separate sex and seeing that that guy you had before was actually not that great. Because I think we've all been there where we're in something so deeply and we are like, oh my God, this is the forever. This is what I love. What? How am I supposed to move on from this? And then you actually finally move on and you're like, I can't even believe how I thought last week. Like yeah. This is, you know, it's crazy how fast people are actually able to change their mindset mm-hmm. when something else comes along. And if you actually just put your mindset into hoping and wanting and, you know, searching for that other thing that's going to make you just that much happier.
Yeah.
It's worth it doing it. And, you know,
100%.
You're technically single now.
Yeah.
If you're a single lady who wants
go
children, yes, get on the apps. Who fucking cares? Like, go fuck whoever the fuck you want to fuck. You don't have to go back to this
that's
guy.
That's my point. Even if you're not having a relationship, just go find somebody new.
Yeah.
And I
even
say
a woman.
Whatever.
Yeah, she'll wanna fuck you.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she would. But I know this is very easy for me to say, but I always, you know, I always think to myself, isn't it better to be happy
mm-hmm.
than in a miserable fucking situation? I know that's easy for me to say. I know it's easy for me to say, but I think you get into a thing where you think there's nobody else.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, ladies, walk down the street. There's a million men Okay? Like, I'm not saying, because I certainly don't see that many men that I think are very attractive. But anyway, the point is,
Ella's very picky.
Very picky. There are lots of men.
No, there's too many, there's actually. There's so many men. We should probably cut them off.
Go into a bar. You know, there's so many situations. And I'm not saying it's easy, but you don't have to go back. And I just think it's not just the sex element, which I obviously totally understand. The physical, like comfort and sex, you know, like I've said this before, like if tragic things happen in your life, like funerals is one where people always end up having sex because it's like emotional. Like, not that they're all having sex, but you know what I mean?
No, but they are all having sex.
It's very common that people have one night stands at funerals because your emotions are so heightened that what is the thing that's going to make you feel better? Sex. And it makes you feel better for a nanosecond or however long it lasts. And then you feel shit again. But I mean, it's very common when things happen in life. It's sort of like an anesthetic, isn't it, to the pain or the shit that's going on. You know, because sex makes you feel good, but then it's gone. And, you know, unless, you know, you're Sting and you're into tantric sex, most of us aren't doing it for 3 hours. So it's pretty short.
I am. I don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly. What am I doing wrong? I've got fucking 3 hours.
What?
But, yeah, exactly. But no, I think I'd nod off. I mean,
you're just
like,
okay, just keep it going and I'll just, I'll just lay back. And
it's a long time. But I think it's just, the body is one thing, but psychologically going back, you're going backwards to a man you said no to for sex, which is the most intimate thing you could do. It's not good for your mind, is it?
No, but it's such a common thing.
It's very common. Of
course
it is.
Obviously, this man.
It's normal.
This man is going back to you because
he
has no consequences.
But also, from what she said, obviously, we've only got a little message, but he didn't break it off because he's not the one that had
the
issue.
Why the fuck would he have to break it off?
Right.
He's getting free sex. He doesn't actually have to commit to a child anymore. He doesn't actually have to commit to you anymore. It's just him having a fucking free ass time. He's probably sleeping with other women too because he doesn't have to not. You guys aren't together anymore.
But just go and find somebody new. So how do you... But this is the question she's asking because we're really...
How do you find someone new?
We're telling her what she bloody knows. Is that how do you get... Let's say you're miserable or you've had too much to drink or you're having a sad moment and he's the person in the last 10 years you've always called as comfort. That's the bit that's the problem for her, is that she gets into a, like most of us, we get sad, we call somebody, or we get drunk, we call somebody, whatever it is. That is the person for the last 10 years she's called. How do you stop that? I mean, call somebody else, yeah, but you got to find that person to call. So she's got to stop that habit if you get him adrift.
Can you call a best friend?
Yeah.
Call a lifeline.
Have another drink.
Call your dog.
You know, call your dog.
Yeah, call your dog. They'll always pick up.
Start dating, I think. Get on the apps. Go out there.
Yeah.
Get out there. Start meeting some men. Start meeting people. And I know, again, I realize it's very easy for me to say, but there's only one way. It's like anything in life. It doesn't matter what it is.
I do think if you are...
Break the connection.
If you're trying to get over someone, obviously get under them. But
we're telling her to not get under them.
No, under someone else. If you're trying to get over someone, like... I think the most fun way to go on a date that's not on an app is to ask two of your best friends to set you up with two of like other guys that they
know. That's a good idea.
You know, like the best relationships that I have seen are people that have met each other.
Set up.
Yes, that have met each other from friends of friends. Like that's always how the best relationships work. And if it doesn't work out with that one person, something else will come of it.
And maybe
you don't
have
to put
friendship.
That much pressure on it. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
I do think that's something I see a lot of is I think particularly women, because from what I can see or I've observed, the dating scene is very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's because there's just too much dating. There's like too much going on. Whereas in my day, you know, you literally did go to the bar or to the nightclub or whatever you were doing. Nightclub, that sounds very old fashioned, doesn't it? But, I've completely lost my train of thought.
Oh, what you know. Talking about? Going to the nightclub. You're going to see the people.
No, I've totally lost my
train. No, Val!
The Pomplamoose. That's fucking...
so funny.
Shit, that's funny.
You know, you're going
meeting somebody
new. You got to meet someone new, Mel.
No, that's the thing I was going to say, is like, it seems to me that dating is really complicated now.
Yes, it is, because it is.
I think it seems, it's difficult for me to really assess, but from my sort of observation of women I know in their 20s, obviously I know Gen Zs and millennials, like, it seems very complicated. And a couple of my friends who, you know, divorced and they've started dating again, it seems like a very, it seems much more complicated to me. It's also harder for women because, you know,
men, it's always harder for women,
have more choice because they're looking at, you know, all ages, as it were. But I think women put way too much pressure on a date. Like, just go on the date, you know, have a nice, smell nice, put some nice clothes on, put them on for you, you know, do your hair, do your makeup, make yourself feel good. Just go on the date. What have you got to lose? Don't put the pressure that this could be my husband and this. Just go on the date.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. If 100%. It doesn't work, it doesn't work. Go, if you're going for a drink, go and have a nice drink, try and have a chat, go for dinner, have a nice dinner. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't, it's no assessment of you as a person or anything like that. Just go on the date and keep an open mind.
Yeah, so like I remember when I was dating, so briefly, when I was going on dates, like you have your date, so you set up your date, hopefully it's great and you're hopefully interested in him. But just keep a backup plan with one of your girlfriends.
Yeah, yeah.
And if the date, if it's like a night date, you're going for drinks or whatever, I always recommend for a first date, do not go for dinner. It is way too long. It's too formal. Yeah. Go for a cocktail. If it turns into snacks and it turns into dinner, then it's great. Mm. But just go for a fucking cocktail or a beer, whatever you guys are into.
You run away.
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously, like, make a plan. Like, make a plan 2 hours later, an hour later with your girlfriend being like, hey, I'm going to go on this date. I want an out. If I have to have an out, or if it's shit, just fucking, like, being like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, my friend needs me. Or just, like, be like, just run the fuck out of there and go make sure your friend is available and go to her house. Like, you know, just make another plan, because some dates suck and you have to just kind of live with that reality. But you can make it fun by also planning another kind of date night with your girlfriend and then going out with them after. Like, it doesn't have to be so serious.
I think that's a very good idea. I really do. I mean, I'd say back in, like, you know, 100 years ago when I was dating, it was always like a drink or coffee or something like that.
Do not go on a fucking dinner date.
And I do remember running away from one. I think I told you I climbed out a window.
Yeah.
Poor guy, probably still there.
Classic.
But I think that's a very good idea. And also, you know, this man could be a lunatic. So
yeah, you have or he could be the love of your fucking life.
It could be. But just go for a drink. It's just a drink. And that's the other thing I would say. And I do see this with a lot of young women, particularly. They're just like, oh, I can't be bothered. I much prefer to watch whatever on Netflix. You know,
it's
blah,
like,
blah,
just
blah.
Don't make it that serious.
But you've got to. There is no, you've got to get out there. If you don't get out there, I'm sorry, but I know it seems obvious, but you're never going to meet anyone.
No.
We all love sitting in our gym jams watching watching Netflix with a nice whatever, cup of tea, thing of popcorn, whatever the hell you do.
Yeah.
But you are not going to meet anybody watching Netflix in your gym jams.
No, and not anyone like.
And not anyone decent.
Decent, exactly.
No, I mean, you're not. You're going to find the person that you're going to happily, well, actually, I've been married for 25 years and I do not watch TV with Max.
Which is kind of crazy to me.
We have never, Max doesn't like fiction. Everything has to be based in fact.
He's the craziest fucking person. He just watches these like fucking Cold War shows.
No, he watches all sorts of weird, but his big thing is he likes watching people gambling. And he has this guy called Vegas Matt, and he watches like the slot machine. And I'm just like, so when I at night, and then we are digressing here, and I know you all want to know this, but I sit in my bed and I've got my big widescreen TV, and I watch my TV, and he puts his headphones and watches his stupid videos.
This is romance. This is
we
romance.
Never ever watch the same thing. The only thing
works
we can
for you.
The thing that is really fucking annoying. So I'm just telling you, you can meet the love of your life and not do Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
I like crime and drama and stuff like that. And if it's anything to do legal, my husband's a lawyer, he'll go, no, that doesn't happen because law, blah, blah. And you're like, oh, shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up. And so I make him put his headphones on because he's really annoying.
Yes.
But what, and the only thing we can actually watch, ironically, this will make you laugh, are cooking shows. And I can't cook to save my life.
That is so it's quite funny.
But we don't watch TV. We don't watch series. You know, people have a box set and chill or whatever the fuck you call it.
A box set? Like a DVD box?
No, no. Don't you still call it that? Let's call that in English. Like you watch. What do you call it when you go through all the.
A series?
No, when you just like plow through the whole show.
Oh, you binge
it. You binge, that's it. A binge a box set. Set.
That's
so they
so
still
funny.
Put it on, we still call it that. Anyway, we never do that. Never, ever, ever. If I binge a box set, which I often do, I do it on my own.
Yeah. Never honestly, it's kind of more enjoyable, to be honest, than having to do it with someone. Then you have to wait for that person to
I
get
love
home
watching and... my own show. But what I'm saying, that's I've totally digressed.
Totally.
But she needs to get out there and meet somebody new. And this new person does not have to be the person you marry or have seven children with. It just, in the immortal words of Susie Schechter, can just be somebody who's a bit of fun.
Ugh.
And a bit of, you know, rumpy pumpy.
As long as they know where your clit is.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, why the fuck not?
I mean, exactly.
Figure it out.
I mean, just get out, get him out of your head, mind, soul, whatever.
I promise you, there. If you think this man is obsessed with you, there is actually going to be a man even more obsessed with you and your pussy. I promise.
And your pussy, that's excellent. I just think she needs to break the cycle. And when she's broken the cycle, I'm sure she could even be friends with this ex.
Sure, give it a couple months.
Move
on.
Do
not talk to him.
Yeah.
That's also a thing I think we all kind of make. We're like, of course we can be friends with our exes. And I am sort of friends with my exes. I don't speak to them, though, on a regular fucking basis. I don't think there's anything wrong with being friends with them. It's just like, once you've broken up with them, you shouldn't fucking really be in contact with that person unless you have children with them or you have something else, obviously. Like, there are reasons to be in contact with these people. But if you don't have to...
Why?
Why?
Unless he's, like,
such a good friend,
in a circle, like somebody's brother or, you know, whatever, that you can't avoid him.
No, yeah.
But, so this is my advice. Move on. Go out.
Get it.
What are we today? We're like midweek. Go out this Friday. Get fucking plastered and have some
plastered.
Right? Just move on and don't call him. Oh, here's another thing you could do.
Go.
Take him out your phone.
Yes.
Take him out your contact.
Block him.
So if you're like worried, like shit, if I delete or block or whatever, I don't know, do something old fashioned, write his fucking number down, but just delete it so you can't call him.
Yeah.
Because when you block, can you unblock?
Yeah.
Because I've blocked, but I never unblocked, so I've never thought about it. So delete him. Delete him from your contacts. Oh, we're boring, Susie.
No, I'm not.
Delete him from your contacts.
Delete.
Write his phone number down somewhere.
Delete
I don't know.
Delete him from your Instagram. Delete him from your fucking contacts. Yeah. Delete him from your TikTok. Delete him from everywhere. If you actually want to get over this person, you will. You will delete him slash block him because you need to do this for your mental health and your self-care, sweetie. You do.
100%. You've got to do this. Stop the cycle.
Get someone else obsessed with your clit. I promise it will happen.
Well, she said it.
I fucking said it. And I mean it.
You know, this is Susie talking.
Everyone send your clit pics to Mel. She really wants to see them because she'll be so obsessed with them.
I really would prefer if you sent them to Susie.
I don't know what you're talking about. I think that's actually a great idea.
I'm sure you probably would like it.
I think you would really like it. Mel loves a clit pic. But yeah, so I mean, ex-boyfriends are hard. Ex-boyfriends are hard because they have so much information on us.
Yeah, and I mean...
And they know where all our spots are.
Yeah.
And they can just reel us back in by saying, baby, your daddy didn't love you. And you're like, yeah, you're right. I have to go back there and I have to go see you and sleep with you to prove you right. You know what I mean?
But another thing, you've said that. Is that don't stop that. Don't, fact that you've had that relationship with somebody and you were vulnerable and you blah, 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 and you gave it all up and blah, blah, blah. Don't let that stop you from meeting somebody new because if you take that attitude, you never meet anybody new.
You're right.
You know, I'm, if you really want to find true love or a great relationship or whatever you want to call it, you have to, you both have to be vulnerable. You both have to kind of,
Vulnerability is gross, Mel.
Yeah, what is the word?
Vulnerability is scary.
You have to, but not straight away, I hasten to add.
Hasten.
Do you like that? Does that sound very British? Don't take time. Take your friggin' time.
Friggin'.
You know what I mean? An extra. She's just taking the piss now. Anyway, I've had enough. She's had too much pomplamoose.
I know, the pomplamoose. Okay. Okay, no, I do love that because I feel like people want to rush. Okay, but that's.
Don't rush into anything.
But this woman's 41, Mel. This woman is 41. She needs to have children, apparently.
Well, there are other ways to have children. Look, I get it. And oh, God, I mean, I could sit here and tell you, you know, this is the annoying thing about being 51 is that you've seen the frigging puppet show and the strings and everything around it. Is that I could tell you what you should do.
And what is that, Mel?
Well, look, I mean, the reality is if you're 41, this is going to sound harsh, but if you're 41 and you want kids, you've got to get on with it. And it may not, and you cannot make that just about the next man you meet. That's not fair. You can't meet that man and then, you know, in the first drink, cocktail, coffee, whatever that is, go, yes, and I want four children. That's fucking terrifying. He's going to run for the hills.
Yeah, right.
So you're going to have to, I mean, you're going to have to make a decision, a kind of game time decision.
Game time?
Yeah. Does that sound
right? Yes, you're a sporty gal.
Yeah, right. You've got to make a decision. Is at this point at 41, you might meet somebody and, you know, don't get me wrong, 41 is very young. It's 10 years younger than me.
It's young, but it's not young to have kids.
It's not young to have kids and you have a very short window now.
Yeah, and I'm not being mean. That we're just being honest.
Yeah.
This is the real fucking biological thing to do unless you're getting a surrogate. Like, that's real.
Getting a surrogate.
A surrogate.
Right. Surrogate.
A surrogate.
A surrogate.
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 Yes. Surrogate.
There is a reality, yeah. And you're going to have to make that decision. And I'm not saying that's easy at all. I mean, I get that. But unfortunately, there is a window.
Unfortunately, this man is wasting your fucking time. And he's probably not even that good in bed. If you want me to get real with that.
Probably.
And you should have left him a long time ago. He's probably a dick a dozen.
But that doesn't help.
He is a dick a dozen. And you have to just fucking get another dick. Because
wow,
his dick ain't worth it.
No, it definitely isn't, obviously.
Because he doesn't even want you, babe. He doesn't want to have kids. He allowed you to break up with him for that. And you're still fucking him. I'm sorry. I don't want to be mean to this listener. But like, babes, you deserve better.
You do.
I feel like maybe none of your friends have told you this, but he's never going to fucking want kids with you. No. And that's just the fucking reality of it. And no. We want the best for you.
I want the best for you. If you were my daughter or my niece or whatever, I'd actually tell you what to do. Because I'm not really... I'm not very good at. I get straight to the point. I just say, you know, move on with your life.
Move on.
And you are 41. You're not 71.
No, babes. You got a whole life ahead of you.
A couple of my friends had children at 45. They found a husband, you know, found a partner.
My mother had me when I was 42. When she was 42. When I was 42.
My aunt was 40 something. 40.
No, you're definitely not done with having kids.
It's not the issue of that. It's the issue of meeting somebody, exactly. Having kids, blah, blah, blah.
Getting married, that's what you want. Like, there's a whole thing.
I really would say to you, just don't get in your head about that. Don't get stressed about that. But you have to break away from this man.
Yes.
You have to meet new men. If you want to have children, that is perhaps going to have to be a separate decision that you take.
Mm-hmm.
But please just stop calling this guy. Delete him. Delete him from your phone.
Delete.
That's the best thing to do. Delete him so you can't call him or unfollow him from however it is that you contact him. Delete him.
Delete. Oh, that's Melma Mel's advice.
It is.
And little Suze's advice is just get your clit wet from someone else.
Wow.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Susie.
And
that's that, really.
Yeah, really. If you guys have other advice for this lovely listener, or maybe you've been in the same little situation, what helped you? You let us know at Share My Truth Pod.
It's not easy.
It's not fucking easy. Go to sharingmytruth.com, leave us a little voicemail, send us a little email like this listener did. Maybe you have your own goddamn story that you want to share with us. We'd love to hear it. And we'll talk about it. And we'll talk shit about it.
Maybe you had a happy ending. You were in this and then, not happy ending like, you know.
Yeah, happy ending. Happy ending. I know what you mean.
I mean, like, things were good in the end.
I always love a happy ending. Maybe.
She just cut. Everything has to descend.
Maybe the guy is listening and he's like, whoa, 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 whoa. I want kids and she broke up with me and this is the wrong decision. Anyways, maybe you're the other part of the story. We want to hear from you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, anyways, that's it for us. We can't wait to hear from you guys. And we'll talk to you later.
Talk soon.
Sharing My Truth Pod is so excited to partner with Vibrator.com, where the A in Vibrator is the number 8. This is an extremely exclusive code where no other podcast has it. If you go to Vibrator.com right now, use the code MS15, that's MS15 at Vibrator.com. You can now get 15% off anything in store. That's any sex toys for you, your partner, your neighbor, your mom. We don't judge. We don't care. Get it now. Go to the link in our bio, put in the code, and get jiggy with it.
Thanks so much for listening. Please rate and review this podcast and follow us on social at Sharing My Truth Pod and leave us a voicemail on our website at sharingmytruth.com to share your stories and experiences with us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.